spiritually blind. But at Calvary, Jesus shows us how to love. If you really want to know how to love, go to the script. He shows us right here in these little few verses how to love. First of all, you got to stay in the attitude of prayer. Didn't he tell us to pray for our enemy? Pray for those that despitefully use you. You got to stay focused in prayer rather than what the wrong somebody done to you. But pray for them. Only that, but you got to stay focused on your purpose. Pray for one another. Forgive one another. Love one another. That's love in action. Calvary, he was falsely accused by the priest. Bound by the guards, slapped up on his cheeks and beaten by his captors, despised by the Pharisees, hated by the Sadducees, betrayed by his friends, misunderstood by his family, but yet he cries out, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Who are the them? Who are the them? You and I are the demons. The Jewish leaders, Roman politicians, parables, the soldiers, the bystanders, the world look like, I'm coming to a close, but look like that man that was born black would have said something. Look at him. With clay and spittle, he anointed his eyes and told him to go wash, and he came back and said, look like he would have said something. Look at him. That woman with the issue of blood, 12 long years. Bible say the most she went to the doctor, the worse she got. Look at him. Just look at him. She'd have said something. Jairus, where is you? Your daughter was dead. Jesus brought her back alive. Look like. Look like. He would have just said something. But nobody came to his aid. His disciples, they ran away. Do Jesus says anything? Father, even if they don't come to your aid level, Father, even if they keep on lying on you, Father, even if they keep on betraying you, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. They were out of their minds. They did not know. Ignorant of the fact that Jesus was the Messiah. Yeah. They were looking for somebody to come and set up camp. Here, take control, take my money, the bondage of the Romans. That's what they were looking for. But he came to build his temple in us, in humanity. And we would change the things that needed to be changed through his power. Calvary, he died in your place, my place. He died. Didn't he do it? Laid him in a borrowed tomb. But early Sunday morning, my rock in a weary land, my rose of shadow, my all in all, my shelter in a time of a storm, my bright and morning star, got up with all power, heaven and on earth. Calvary, holy God, meets a sinful man and forgives him. At Calvary, a just God meets an unjust man, justifies him. At Calvary, A loving God meets a lonely man and comforts him. This day you will be with me in paradise. At Calvary, a merciful God meets a miserable man and blesses him. At Calvary, a compassionate God meets a desperate man, delivers him. Ain't God all right? Ain't he all right? At Calvary, he saved a wretch like me. At Calvary, he saved you. At Calvary, he made a difference in our lives. At Calvary, did he do it? Did he do it? He's all right. Never has love been so profound as at Calvary. If you really want to know how to love, read the script. It's there to encourage you and teach you how to do it. Jesus showed us with his life of 33 years, he showed us. I remember Reverend Joe Jackson telling a story of a storm that came to this man's farm, and he had a flock of geese, and he was trying to get them in the barn. The more he said shoot, try to get them in there, they go their own direction. He kept on trying to get them in for the storm. And finally, he decided to get down on all fours and start talking like the geese. And they followed him into the barn. Jesus came down to get our attention that we would follow him to the cross and all the glory. Showed us, proved it. What a God we serve. Mighty God, those are churches open. There might be one this morning. We invite you to come. Love in action. You have to be born again to really have the ability to love and receive love, first of all. It has to come through the Holy Spirit, for that is the fruit of the Spirit, love. He has to work it in you and work it out of you. There's no other way. And you have to put in to your body, your mind, your soul, the Word of God. And give the Holy Spirit something to work with on the inside, that it can be manifest on the outside. We are a work in process. He's not through with us. That don't give us excuse not to do right. But my darling, all we have is this precious moment now. That's all we have, my darling. Just this moment right now. Lord, help us. Teach us, Lord, how to love. Teach us how to receive love. Teach us how to be more like you in our walk, in our talk. Day by day, we can't do it without you, Lord. Open us up, pour all of yourself in us, and let it become flesh within us, your word, your spirit. Cleanse our minds, hearts, that we can be more like you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
my God, God of Abraham, Isaac, and David, Isaac and Jacob. We lift up seats of now, Lord. Your child, our friend, our brother. Lord, touch him now with thy Holy Spirit. Create him a clean heart and renew the right spirit within. Lord, let him know that there's a brighter day ahead. And whatever he's experiencing right now, let him know that this too shall pass. That you got this. You took care of all of this at Calvary. All he has to do is surrender to you. You said in your word to trust in the Lord with all our heart and lean not on our own understanding. Acknowledge you in all our ways. And you will direct our path. If he just do that, you'll give him the direction in which way to go and what to do. Lord, we lift him up to you right now. Increase his faith, Lord. Let him not give up. Knowing that you're going to work it out. Whatever it is, we ask your blessing upon his home, his job, his mate. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Father God, we come now, and we come, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We want to thank you, God, for being our Heavenly Father. We want to thank you, Father, for the love that you show toward mankind, and that you gave your only begotten Son to die in our place. That whosoever, all humanity, God, could have a right to the tree of life. Father, we realize that it wasn't because we were so good, but it's only because of your amazing grace. Thank you so much, Lord. Thank you for Jesus the Christ, your only begotten Son. Thank you for his life, death, burial, and resurrection. Thank you, Lord God, that he's seated at your right hand, interceding right now on our behalf, pleading mercy. We bless you for the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, who's present with us. Within us to lead and guide us, oh God, into all of your truth, Father. Thank you, Lord. And we ask your blessing upon our pastor who delivered a powerful message, Love in Action. And we ask your blessing upon this congregation, Lord, that our hearts were open to receive that message, God. And that it began to take root in us, Lord, and grow, God, not only for our fellow man, our brothers and sisters in the Lord, but God, that we reach beyond ourselves, Lord, to those that who may not know you, God, do not know of your great love, and share with them, Lord, that they too might be saved. Father, we continuously, God, because it's on our heart, pray for those who have gone through the storm in Texas and have to deal with the aftermath, have to pick up the pieces, God. And those that are in the storm, Lord. Father, I know that you're speaking to our hearts. And you're saying to us that business cannot go on as usual. When tragic come, Lord, we may come together and pray, but then after that, we go back to doing the same things that we were doing before. And you're speaking to our hearts that business cannot go on as usual. You said, if my people who are called by your name, if we, Lord, would humble ourselves, pray and seek your face, turn from our wicked ways, that you would hear and heal the land. Now, Lord, we ask your blessing upon the table. We ask your blessing, Lord. We thank you for the bread that represents Christ's body that was broken for us. We thank you for the blood of the new covenant, God, that was shed for the remission of our sins. We thank you for your mercy and your forgiveness. And Father, you said that every man should examine themselves and then eat and drink of that cup. And as often as we eat and drink of that cup, we do so in remembrance of you. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. And thank you, God.
cross. Well, and burdened, my heart rolled away. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me." And they all ate. After the same manner also he took the cup, and when he had supped, saying, "This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." And they all drank. "For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he comes."
Amen.
Thank you. God's precious blood all right. For me, God's precious blood. It was Jesus' precious blood. Jesus' precious blood. Amen. One day when I was lost, he died upon the cross. It was the blood for me. Amen. Let the church say amen. We do want to thank this choir for a job well done. Give them a hand clap of praise. Tammy, a musician, her son, the drummer, they have done such a marvelous job on this glorious day. Amen. And give yourself a hand clap of praise, for you have been beautiful. You have been wonderful also, and I thank you. I never take people's kindness lightly. Thank you so much for just allowing me to stand here one more time. Thank you.
Let me hear all, y'all at one time. Listen. Glad I got Jesus
down.
I've got Jesus.
I've got Jesus.
I've got Jesus.
I've got This is Pastor Dunkley. I hope our message has been a blessing to your heart. I'd like to give you the calendar of events on the Mount Olive Baptist Church. Sunday school, 9:30 a.m. Worship service, 11 o'clock. Lord's Supper observed every second Sunday at 11 o'clock. Midweek service on Wednesday night at 6 p.m. If you would like a copy of the tape you have just heard, you can reach us at 1410 Cathy Street, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71303. Or phone me at area code 318-448-3448. It's going to be all right. You be blessed in the Lord. Amen.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
Circling the globe with the glory of the gospel, this is the Movement of Christ broadcast, featuring the teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II. Preaching the uncompromised Word of God, Dr. Montgomery is pastor of the Greater King David Baptist Church, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and ministers to the needs of all people through the love of God. Join us now for an anointed message from God's Word for your life today.
Turn your Bibles to St. John chapter 15. I want you to look at verses 12 and 13. I'm preaching through this 15th chapter. There are so many wonderful things in this chapter that is helpful to the believers and what they're going through and what they're going to go through and how to deal with it, how to be productive in this earth realm, to be disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ, to understand your source.